is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Many parts of our world are experiencing extreme bad weather today. In the Philippines, at least two people were killed and hundreds forced to flee their inundated homes as torrential rain triggered flooding and landslides in the storm-battered archipelago. This is what officials said Saturday. About 1,500 people were forced to leave their homes on the major southern island of Mindanao as floodwaters engulfed 13 villages. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council said the Philippines is hit by an average of 20 storms and typhoons every year, which typically wipe out harvests, homes, and infrastructure in already impoverished areas. The latest storm comes after a succession of typhoons in recent months pummeled the country, taking the lives of 148 people, destroying hundreds of thousands of houses, wrecking cash crops, and leaving swaths of the country without power. And on the island of Fiji, reconnaissance flights showed entire villages wiped out Saturday as authorities put the cost of devastating Cyclone Yasa at hundreds of millions of dollars. At least four people were reported dead so far. A state of natural disaster has been declared for 30 days as emergency services scrambled to provide food and clothing to the worst affected areas. The superstorm slammed into Fiji's second largest island late Thursday, leaving a trail of destruction. Of the 24,000 people who evacuated their homes at the height of the storm, more than 16,000 are still unable to return. The National Disaster Management Office said in a statement that more than 93,000 people were affected. It said the number of casualties may rise when communications are restored to hard-hit areas. This is VOA News, and here are some of the latest developments in the global coronavirus crisis. Italy, one of the countries worst hit by COVID-19, will be classified a red zone over the Christmas and New Year periods, meaning that between December 21st and January 6th, people will only be allowed to leave their homes once a day to visit friends or relatives, and travel between regions will be banned. And starting from December 24th, bars and restaurants will also be closed. However, the rules will be relaxed on December 28th, 29th, and 30th, as well as on January 4th, when shops will remain open until 9 p.m. and people can move about freely. Swiss regulators gave the green light to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine with immunization to start within days as that country battles rising coronavirus cases and deaths. It's the first COVID-19 vaccine approved in the wealthy Alpine nation, but others are being assessed. The Swiss health minister says vaccinating will start in the coming days, with the most vulnerable having priority. And the United States authorizes Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use as the country grapples with a surge that is killing over 2,500 people a day. The U.S. is the first nation to approve the two-dose regimen, which is now the second vaccine to be deployed in a Western country after one developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. At least nine coronavirus patients died in a fire at a hospital in southeastern Turkey, the health ministry says. The blaze in an intensive care ward of the hospital broke out when a tank on an artificial respirator exploded. All the victims were patients who had been hospitalized with the coronavirus. Turkey has recorded more than 1.9 million cases of COVID-19 and more than 17,600 deaths since the pandemic began a year ago. And Australia's Sydney to Hobart yacht race is called off for the first time in its 76-year history because of an escalating coronavirus outbreak. This is according to organizers. The often brutal 628 nautical mile race was due to start on Boxing Day, just after Christmas, but with parts of Sydney locked down after a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, it has been canceled. At least 1.6 million people have died since the outbreak of the virus in China late last December. That's according to tallies from Johns Hopkins University. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.